has a sufficient quantity of fluid in it to have an uninterrupted continuous flow, except for the fact that the fish is coming between and mafsik. But if there is enough of fluid to be capable of a continuous flow, so if we say that when the skiluach hanifsak, not every din of iklerishim, only when the kiluach is nifsak on account of the miniature character of the fluid. But if there is a substantial quantity in the fluid, but it's nifsak because a dova gush is mafsik, let's say, suppose it is nifsak, you pour boiling water from a kettle, and then somebody throws a bowl, and that is mafsik the kiluach. So then it's not considered as kiluach in a nifsak, then it's not considered as kiluach a nifsak. So then the other fish should be, all the fish should become osea, because here is kiklerish. So we have to say no. The Rabbeinu Baruch shita is that it doesn't make any difference why the kiluach was nifsak, whether the kiluach was nifsak because of the miniature character of the fluid, because of the insignificant quantity of fluid, or it's nifsak because a dova gush, like the fish or a ball, is mafsik. It doesn't make any difference as long as it's nifsak. So that diminishes substantially the heat of the jet, and mimeila it's not mivashi. That's one thing. But then there is another problem. Granted that the Rabbeinu Baruch shita is that even if the kiluach is nifsak, the jet becomes more interrupted because of a dova gush that comes in between, in the middle. So that also gives it a din of kiluach hanifsak. So it couldn't become osir as a result of iru. But why do we have to resort to iru? According to the mashal, the dova gush has a din of cham and of bishul, even in the klisheni. And if we are to assume that inasmuch as the fish is mevashel, so even the soup that is together with the fish is also cham and mevashel, even in the klisheni, so then you cannot say it's kiluach hanifsak. Because the aloha of kiluach hanifsak is that kiluach hanifsak is a din of klisheni. But here we have a dova gush. And the dova gush, klisheni is like klerishin. And if we are to assume that since the dova gush has a din of a klerishin, even though it's a klisheni, so the fluid that is together with the dova gush also has a din of bishul. So memele, the bliya could take place not as a result of yirudavke, but even in the klisheni it could take place. So we have to say, you know, that Rabbeinu Baruch shita is that even though dova gush is mivashel b'klisheni, so that's only the dova gush is mivashel b'klisheni, but the liquid that is in the klisheni is not mivashel in the klisheni. So mimele, so in other words, so there is no stira. So we can say that Rabbeinu Baruch says two things, because there are two problems. First of all, one could argue that when he dumps the final batch of fish with a substantial quantity of reitev into the kare, and then the final batch of fish falls into the kare and becomes miurev with 141 other fishes that are iseach, and with soup that is yatzileis in the kare. So according to Mashal, the fish is riseach, and it is mivashel, even though it's klisheni. So that klisheni has the same status as a klerishin. Maybe if Rabbeinu Baruch shita had been that on account of the bishul character of the dova gush of the fish, so even the soup that is in the klisheni has a bishul character. So mele, there should be bishul and bliye after the year, when everything is resting already in the car. So we have to say no, that Rabbeinu Baruch shita is that assuming that he agrees with the shita of the marshal, and that the fish is mivashel after it rests in the kare, but the mayim in the fish in the kare is not mivashel. So mimele, there couldn't be any bliye after after the 59 fishes, together with the Reitev, rest in the car, because it's Rishayim. And even though the fish itself is Mivashel in the Klisheni, but the Reitev together with the fish is not Mivashel in the Klisheni. That's one thing of Rabin Boch. Because if Rabin Boch Shite had been that the status of the fish, that is a status of Reseach and of Mivashel, is transferred to the soup that is together with the fish, so then the Bria could take place even after the final batch of fishes together with Reitev rests in the car. Oh, but then there is another problem. So the Bria could not take place as a result of the Reitev, that is Riseach, after the final batch of fishes and Reitev rests in the car. But as he pours, so then we have a Bishul that as he should have a Din of Eklerishin. So then we have to say as the crazy place says that here it's Kulach HaNipsak, but here it's Nipsak not because of the miniature character of the fluid. It's Nipsak because of the Dovagush that comes in between. So we have to deduce from Rabin Boch that it doesn't matter why it's Nifzak. As long as it's Nifzak, so it diminishes substantially the heat of the jet, and mainly it does not have a din of eklerishin.
Kufches deals with Recha Milse. Now, I ask you to go over the two sugyas dealing with Recha Milse. One is in Psochim, that I involve, and one is now the Zohar of Samachov. Now I just want to go over briefly the Gemara in Psochim. Now, Gemara in Psochim that I involve. So, that I involve Omud Beis, the very beginning of all the Beis. Omarav, Vosos Shchuto Shomim. My time and fact me adot. So Rav says that if the bosar, even though the heter is the shomi and the iser is kochush, so it's still osa. Why? So then it takes place in two steps. First of all, the bosor shchuto the shomei endows the bosor nivelo kochush with fatness, with shamnunis. That's the first step. So the bosor nivelo becomes shomei. Then in the second step, the bosor nivelo emits an odor into the shchuto. But in order to emit an odor, it must be shomim. And here, originally, so the bosan veil was kochush, so it takes place in two steps. So first, it becomes converted into shomim, through the bosan shchut, the bosan shchut shomim, activates and converts the bosan, the heretofore bosan veil kochush into shomim. Once the bosor, the heretofore bosor nevelo kochush, becomes the shomei, so it emits an odor into the shchut, so it becomes us. My time in mifat madot v'leiv yoma afilu bosor shchut o kochush shetzole in bosor nevelo shomei. So only one step takes place is necessary. It's still muter because true it emits an odor, but an odor is nothing. I mean, that doesn't answer. My time me reiche ba'almu, vi reiche lav milsi. Reiche lav milsi. Alright. Now Rashi says, Boso shchut ha-shomen she-tzoli vitanu b'shnei shpudim, ze rochik mi ze osa, she-oreach na-shomen nichnas li-kochu, she-mufakbe. V'chei zaze, that's the first step, then the second step. V'chei zaze, u-meitzi reiach gam hu, v'kolchkin shchut ha-kuchu shom ve lo-shmeinu. So then, everything takes place in one step.
So
We had that din. We had in Simin Kufayn. We had that din. All right. So it's machlikes between Rav and Levi as to whether Richa Milse or Richa Lav Milse. So Rav says Richa Milse, and Levi says Richa Lav Milse. My time Richa Balmu and Richa Lav Milse. Ovat Levi uvde beil brishgaluse bigdivi dovaracheya. It means chazer. So, like himself, he was martyred. She tzodnit lo bitano, in other words, igdi was broiled. In the tunnel, in the same time as the chazir was boiled, they didn't touch each other. So Levi was matter the gdi. Meis in tzeilin shnei psochim keachod mipnei ataruves. Now Pesach cannot be nechal shaloi l'mnuyot. So we say the price in Tisefta says in tzeilin shnei psochim keachod mipnei ataruves. Even though both psochim are psochim. Both absorb, but one is allowed to eat that Kom Pesach in which he made a reservation, in which he was nimun. But if he didn't reserve in that Kom Pesach, so it's also for him. So Mimele, you cannot boil two psochim in the tan at the same time. Mipnei ataruves. My love, taruves time. Taruves time. In other words, what even though the Gemara uses the loshi taruves toimim, but it really means reyach, nata. Now, why does the Gemara use the loshi taimim in respect to reyach? The answer is, why does Rav say reyach emils? After all, what connection? What, after all, there was no, he didn't absorb any mamoshes of the Yisya. So why should it be osa? The answer is, according to Rav, there is a connection between Reyach and Tam. As a matter of fact, I mean, this is in consonance with modern psychology, that there is a correlation between Reyach and Tam. So that's the reason as to why Rav says that Reyach and Milse, because Reyach also has a din of Tam. So maybe it's considered as if the Gufo Yisa was Nivla in the Heta. So Mele, that's why the Gemara uses the Loshen Taruves time in the sense of Reyach. Because the only reason as to why Reyche, according to Rav, is Milse, is because there is a relationship between Reyach and Tam. So my love Taruves time, in other words, so the reason as to why the Brisa says you're not allowed to be Tzeila Shnei Psochim Keachot is because of Taruves Taimim, because one Pesach, even though the two Psochim, the two Gdoim, Shel Pesach, do not touch each other, there is no contact, but one will absorb the odor from the other. So it's a kashe against Levi, Vikashe Levi, Loim if Taruves Gufi. In other words, sometimes they can mix up one with the other. So let's say, Ruvein boils his Gdi Shel Pesach, he says Shel Pesach, in the oven, and Shimen. So Ruvein is not allowed to eat Shimon's dish of Pesach because he didn't make any reservation on Shimon's dish of Pesach. Shimon may reserve on that day. So it's Shalom in New York. So there is a possibility, there is a choshe, maybe they'll mix up. But in Achaname, as far as Taruves Reiches are concerned, so we don't worry, there is no problem. Achaname Mistab, that it means not Taruves timing, but it means Taruves Gufi. Bliktone Seife, Afilu Gdi Utle, I Amr Bishleim Pni Gufin, Haini Bliktone Afilu Gdi Utle. Because one could argue, Bishleim Eiv, both Psochim are Gdoim, both Psochim are Soim. So then it's very likely they'll become mixed up. But if one, Ruvin's Pesach is a Gdi, and Shimon's Pesach is a Se, so why should we be afraid they'll be mixed up? I mean, they can easily be identified one from the other. So Kamash Malon, it's possible. Even though one is a Gdi, one is a Se, so it's still possible. They'll forget what his Pesach was, whether a Gdi or a Se. So maybe they'll mix up, and Ruvein will eat the Pesach of Shimon, and Shimon will eat the Pesach of Ruvein. Eli Amre B'tari V'stoimim. So why is there more of a Chiddush in Gdi in Tlet and in Tugdoim? Malik Gdi Uktle, Malik Gdi Uvdi, Shalom Nuyam, Shalom Nuyam. אלא מאי אל כוחוך ותרו בסגופינו דעוסה אבל תרו משורה אבל תרו בסתיים משורה so then it's a kashe against Rav because here the price spells it out that the only reason as to why it's osea is because of the possibility they'll be mixed up the kompesa themselves will be mixed up but as far as the reyach that is absorbed by one from the other it doesn't matter so it's a kashe against Rav limited to the Rav Omar Rabbi Yomi hochem mayaskinon ki shitzoli bishtei gderis so this is the mokeh that you see in the Shulchan Aruch that when do we say Reichem Mil Seh if we say Reichem Mil Seh that's only if you boil them together so they're not in a pot but if they are in a pot if they are cooked together let's say you have two pots on the same stove in one pot and they are all exposed it's not covered but neither pot is covered and in one pot you have Nevele and in another pot you have Shchuto so then everybody will agree that it's Mutar because then there is no reach only when it's nitzle by themselves they are not covered in a pot but if in a pot then there is no reach so even if it's not al debishul even if it's al debishul but it's nigdeiro not an ishput but in nigdeiro that's called slikeda so kishitzoli b'shtei gderes salke daitoch now this gemore is the raya that you cannot eat Pesach night even roasted meat or roasted chicken not only boiled because one could say the only reason is why you're not allowed to eat Pesach night boiled is because it shouldn't look like kochim yechutz the kom Pesach had to be nitzle but the kom Pesach had to be nitzle not roasted now roasted is in a pot so they mention this raya kin shetzoli b'shtik deiris so that means that even the kom Pesach even if it wasn't nitzle on his spit on his put but in igdeiro so that's likedo so it's also so memele Pesach night is also kin shetzoli b'shtik deiris so memele there is no reich b'shtik deiris al tegai toch Eloheime kein steht denn so shput mi kan und shput mi kan wie til gott sich doch so you are not allowed still they mention this raya from this gemara because here the gemara says steht der es halt gedei doch so in the middle of the kom Pesach cannot be roast in a pot it must be boiled on a spit so this as Elohim came to there is what happened in Zeilin Schneepsoch in other words it was the Korban Pesach of course if it will be boiled in a pot it will be possible but if it was on a spit and then there was Gecholim in between so it will so they are covered there is a like a mechitze it's not so exposed so there is no red. So some say that roasted is osir, and they mention the raya from this gemara, and then some say on the contrary that from this gemara it's a raya that on Pesach night you can eat roasted meat. It's machlik is achel, because here the gemara says there is altidaitoch kom Pesach cannot be in there is. So that means that the Korban Pesach you cannot boil in it, you cannot roast, you cannot put it in the pot. It has to be dafke nishput. So merely it shouldn't be osir. So they still some mention a raya from this gemara. Why? Because there is since the gemara says kein shteg deiris. So in other words, the Korban Pesach can be nitzle in the same way like shteg deiris. So merely there is a marasayim. When one eats even a roasted meat, Pesach night, Eichel Kotchim Bechutz. Because after all, some people will not distinguish between a case where the Korban Pesach is put in a pot or the Korban Pesach is put on a shput and then there is a pile of Gecholim. So they all look the same. So, and since the Gemara says, calls it like Shteg Deiris, so Memele, there is an Ian of Marasayim of eating roasted meat Pesach night. Ah. Vorekom, Elohim ekein shtei deres, vorekom, in zehn schnell psochen geachot mit taruves mei taruves taruves time va filu ken shtey dere iz de leket taruves time osa mish taruves gufi va filu gdiut omar av more kitanot so rab word so the gemara says that the machlik is between rab and leib as to whether he is milse or he is lav milse is really a machlik is anoy hori de paschamo nosno al pi chovis yayin shel trumo so it absorbed the reyach of the trumo. The question is, can this pas be eaten by zar in non-kayen? Reb Meir Eiser v'Reb Yude Matir v'Reb Yezi Matir b'shel chitim v'Eiser b'shel seirim mipnei sheaseirim sheyaveis, because barley absorbs much more than chitim. My laftanoi the marsova. In other words, Reb Yude holds Reichelav Milzei, so he's Matia, even though the pas, as a result of being placed over the Yayin Shal Trumo, so it absorbed the odor of the Yayin, so Reichelav Milzei, Umarsav Reichel Milzei. So Gemara says, Levi Vadai Tanoi, according to Levi, so let's see what Rashi says. Now this is very important. Levi Doma Reichelav Milzei, Vadai Milzei Ketanoi Omra. Dal kochoch Reb Meir Isleir Eichem Milzi. Vichin Reb Yezi. Vichin Koi Kavosi Reb Yude Udi Koi Kavosi. So Rashi says that when the Gemara says that according to Levi, it's certainly a Machlekes Tanoim. So that means that Levi must concede that Reb Meir and Reb Yezi disagree with him. They disagree with it. But Levi will say, I know this really Reb Yude, but Bein, Reb Meir, Bein Reb Yezi. All right. So as far as Reb Meir is concerned, so naturally, I mean, this is what Gemara means. But in Rashi there is a Chiddush, because Rashi says, Dal Kochoch, Reb Meir is Leirecha Milzi. Reb Meir certainly disapproves of Levi's Din. V'chein Reb Yezi, because they are v'sheinu achilik. And we say, when the Gemara says, Levi vadet anoyi, so it only means, al kocho Reb Meir is leirecha milzi. Because Reb Meir says, asar zim chitim. Mashenki Reb Yezi, he doesn't have to disagree with Levi. Because Reb Yezi is only asar seirim. So seirim, he says, because it's sheaveis. So it's not only a matter of reyach. Sheaveis might mean that some vapor comes out from the yayin and it is absorbed by the seirim. So it's the gufadovo. Now vapor is not reyach. Vapor that's in the gezes form of the yayin itself. But Rashi's shita is not like that. So Rashi says when Rashi says that Levi vadet anoyi, so not only Reb Meir must disagree with Levi's din, but Reb Yezi also must disagree with Levi's din. So Levi agrees with Reb Yude. This really can be. Alright. So Levi domar yichalav milzi, vade milzi kano yom. Dal kocho Reb Meir is leirecha milzi. Vichin Reb Yezi. Vihike dikoye kavosei, Reb Yude u dikoye kavosei. El rav milei metanoi. Klum tzorch leik milei milzi kitanoi el meima. Ano de amre ki Reb Meir. V'Reb Yezi, avol Reb Yude lesley, oy dilmo Reb Yude namei goye kavosei. V'taymi dishore, mishum dikosova lo ayu borech. So the question is, so certainly, Levi's din is only, is totally machlekes anoyim. And Levi cannot accord with Reb Meir. Cannot accord with Reb Meir. How about Rav? Can Rav accord with Reb Yude? Or Rav cannot accord with Reb Yude? So Rav named Anoi, Omer Rav, the Kul Almer Reche Milsi. Even Reb Yude will agree that Reche is Milsi. Lav Yitmra Lo Dahi, Omer Rav Bachano, Chono Omer Bishlokish, Bipas Hamo Vichovis Psucho, Divre Hakel Oseh, Bipas Seinenes Vichovis Migufo, Divre Hakel Muda. Loi Nechli Kuel Bipas Hamo Vichovis Chzumo, Bipas Seinenes Vichovis Psucho, Vohoname Boso Shchuto, En Boso Nivelo. So, ki paschamo vichovis psucho damye. Tone rafkane breid rafkine sove, pashe ofo im zli bitanu, So if you baked bread in the same oven at the same time with meat that was boiled, also luchlo bikuschem. So you're not allowed to eat that bread with milk. Now, what does it mean? You're not allowed to eat that. There is an Isra Rabbonon not to eat that bread altogether. So if you let's say you mix bread and milk, so then you're not allowed to eat it all together, except in certain situations. If it's dovah mu'et or it has a special shape, so that means even if it is a dovah mu'et or it has a special shape, so then it's not osah. But with milk, you cannot eat it. You cannot eat it. With milk, not because of the iser of eating bosor and cholov together, because that absorbed the reyach of the meat. It was baked together with meat that was boiled at the same time in the same oven. So memele, the bread absorbed the reyach of meat. So memele, even if it has a special shape, so it's not osah by itself. But with milk, you cannot eat that bread. So that's because of the reyach. So he says, Tona Rav Kana Breid Rav Chinna Sove Pasha from Zivitan Osu Lachu Bikusre Hayi Bine Sedit Vebaad Bisre Oze Arove Miparzike Lemich Le Bikusre Bikusre. So a fish was broiled in the same oven as meat. So Rove asserted to eat it with milk. But not with milk, you're right, even though it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't eat fish and meat together, but as far as, so that's only in Asakone, it's not helpful. So Reach, so it's not detrimental to health when it's only a matter of Reach. But with milk, it's also. So in other words, Mar b'Rav Ashi, alright. So it seems that Rav Kana b'Reid Rav Chinna Nesove and Rove Miparzike agree with the Shite that Recha Milze. So some Rishayim do say that Teisa Shite is like that Rav Kana b'Reid Rav Chinna Nesove agrees with Rav. Mainly because of that, Rav Netam says that we pass like Rav, we don't pass like Lei. We don't pass lightly. Now that's one Gemara. Then there is a very not a basic Gemara. In our result. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi doesn't pass like Rav. Omer Rav, the kula omer eichem milse. The time the Rabbi Yudim should pass saying is, oichov yes migufo, v'leayu boreiche. Love it, bravo. Bravo, come the kaimet, and we kavosi the rav, he'll has a kavosi the levi. So the Rashi says that we pass like levi. Why do you think about Abaye Virovi? Tabi bastia be misaches of Rizor. Now, the Rach is chilik on Rashi. The Rach here says, vi kaimelo kirav. V'afo gav di levi misuk me kitanoye v'levi krav yude ho yitmer alo d'chov yis psucho pas chamo di vrak lasur u'mistabra taimed rab. So in other words, so the rach paskens like rab, the treyche mils. Rashi paskens like levi, the treyche lav mils. Why, how does Rashi know that the aloche is like levi? So he says because there is a machleikes in Avodah Zorah, Daf Samech Vov, whether Bastia means, Daf Samech Vov on the base, the fifth line from the top, Bastia, if it's Chovim be Yisrael, Bastia, nekef in Gufas Chovies, Lohriach is a yayin. Ulibeitke, im yochel is kai. So, suppose you have a chob yeshel yayin, and then you made a nekev in it. So, if it kechovin be the Israel shapedom, let's say you have a kechovin, and even a lily, who asas yayin be magoy. So, suppose he smelled through the nekev he smelled the Yayin Shel Yisrael, so then the Yayin doesn't become Oser, because he didn't touch it, he didn't handle it, he just smelled the Yayin Shel Yisrael. So there is no problem. Yisrael b'David Yechovit. Abayomar Oser. Rob Omar Mutter. So if Yisrael, if Yisrael be the Eved Yechovim, so whether Yisrael, you have Yechovim Yeshal Yagnesach, whether Yisrael is allowed to smell, to inhale the Reach of that Yagnesach. So Abaye says us, Rob says Mutter. So, Rabbi Omar Rosh Arich Milsi, Rav Mamute Arich Elav Milsi. Now, so one could say that the reason is why Abaye says Oser is because Yai Nesach is also Banoi. So, mainly when you inhale the Yai Nesach, so you have Banoi. But Teisa says no, that's not the reason is why Abaye asks to inhale Yai Nesach. So Teisa says, because according to Abaye, the Trich Milsi, when you inhale the Yai Nesach, so it's considered like Sheise the Yai Nesach. And why? Because Trich Milsi. And Rabbi says, Rich Alav Milsi. I suppose that in Mikipa you see many times in the shoes that there is at least one man who goes from man to man in the shul and he gives him something to smell. So, according to Abaye, it would be awesome. Because according to Abaye, he says that Reich and Milse, so it's like drinking. But we don't pass like Abaye. Here we pass like Rove. Here all the Rishenim say that we pass like Rove. The Machlekes Rishenim is in regard to the Machlekes in Psochim. Between Rav and Levi, there we have a machleket between the Rach and Rashi. But as far as this machleket of Reich Milse, all the Rishenim pass like Rove, because we have a klal that whenever there is a machleket between Abaye and Rove, except for Yalkigam, so the Alochi is like Rove, and this is not one of Yalkigam. So in other words, so according to Abaye, so if you inhale the Yaineser, it's like drinking. Because Reich Milse. And Rove says, no, it's not like drinking. Omar Rove, minoa minelo de Reiche veliklum. So the Raya, how does Tesis know that the Pshat in Abaye, Reich Milse, is because Reiche inhaling the Reich is like drinking it? Why couldn't Tesis explain it the plain way? The way everyone is disposed to explain it. In other words, because Yai Nesach is also Banoi, not that it's considered like Sia. Because from this Gemara, because Omar Rovim no aminu edrich ev lafkum editnan, tanu she yisike bikamu shel trumo, viofu beyes hapas, hapas vuteres, lifi she intam kamu nel reiche kamu. So we see the Trich Alav Milse. So that's the Raya, that according to Abaye, the Trich Alav Milse, so it's not on the basis of Banoi. It's on the basis of Sia. Because if it's on the basis of Sia, we understand. Because Trumo is also a Sabachil Elizari. But Trumo is not a Sabachil Elizari, except Anoy Shotiru is also. But in other words, when you destroy it completely, in other words, Izar is not allowed to give Trumo to his Behemoth to eat, because then it is consumed, it is destroyed. That's Anoy Shotiru. But Anoy Sheinu Shotiru, so Izar is allowed to have Anoy from Trumo. Let's say in this man Chazal, so it was customary to be mizalev to spill yayin on the floors. So the halacha is that even mizah is allowed to do it because it's not hanoi shel kilu. So how does Rove mention a raya from the Mishnah of in Trumeis? There is no isra hanoi. The answer is, according to Abaye, who says Reich Milse, so it's considered Sia. Now Sia Trumo is also Bisia Lizarim. And still we see that Tano Sheisiko becomes a Trumo Vof Besar Pas, so Izar can eat the Pas, even though the Pas absorbed the Reach of the Trumo, of the Truma, so we see the Treich Alav Nuch. Vabaye, so what does Abaye do with that Mishneh? Vabaye Shane Hosom the Mikla Yisur. Over there, it's already, it's not there. So in other words, the Reach that is absorbed by the pass, so it's not the Be'en of the Kamun Shel Truma was absorbed. It gave a Reach in the pass. After it was Nisra, after it was consumed, then it gave a Reach. And that was the ashes of the Kamun gave a Reach in the pass. So that's not Milse. Mashein came when the Ben itself, when the Ben of Isa gives a Reach, that is Milse. Omar Avmo, Kitanoi, Horei the pass. Chamu nosna opichov yeshiyan shol yain shol trumo. Rabbi Meir Eisim, Rabbi Demati, Rabbi Eisim, Matam shafitim veisam shol seirim. Mipnei shaseirim sheyaveis. Mai labok mifrige. Dimar sov areich milsi. Umar sov areich lo iklumu. Lirov vevad et anoy. Labayim milayim et anoy. Lirov vedom alav milsi. Vad al koch et anoy yom limilse. Vilav divrei hakli. Do Rabbi Meir Eisim, Rabbi Lekli Meir Marisa, Rabbi Mishim Reich. Here Rashi doesn't mention Rabbi Yisi. In Psochim Rashi mentions Rabbi Yisi too. But here Rashi mentions just Rabbi Meir. La Abaye Doma Milzi Lemiktanoye. Mi Amrino Rabbi Yudei Leslei. The Abaye Oidimo Leila Mislei. Vitaimi Rabbi Yudei Ochad. Kasovar in Reach Hayayim Nichnas Bipas. Avol Bastia De Reach Nesech Nichnas Biguf Meide. Omer Habaye. Lav Mi Yitmar Alo Omer Rabba Vachon Omer Rishloki Bipas Chamo Vichobis Psucho. Divrei Hakeh. אסור על פסיינו וחוביס מגופו דבחקו מטרס ונח לכל פסחמו וחוביס מגופו פסיינו וחוביס פסוחו ועוד דינמי כי פסחמו וחוביס פסוחו דון. Alright, now תסווס, just part of one תסווס אביו אומר עושה ריחם מילסי וחשבינו אין כשייסה אבל אין לימד חשבינו נהנה דין כן אם היי פורך מכמו של תרומו שנכנס ריחם בפה של ישראל שם תרומו וישאר יו ישראל בענו ישאי של כאילו כי הוכד לקל הריחם דימיירה של היסיק ישראל לסתנו דין כן כל התרומו אל שכן ניסיקי אל עבדה הוכד פליגה יחשבינו כשייסה אלוהי. Oh, so in other words, so Tesis says, the reason is why Abaye says it's also to inhale, Yain Neser, is because it's considered like seeing. Now, so Rove holds, it's not considered like, the inhaling Reach is not considered like seeing. But the question is, all right, but Yain Neser is also Manoi also, not only be seeing. So true, it's not considered like seeing, but let it be also on the score of Manoi. And the Svara Noi. So Teisa says, V'taymi de Rove, de Lichoshiv Leiki Sheise, L'fisho Reach Nichnas Bifono Fumazike, V'al Kilkul Robo Latik, V'sho, K'damrinom Perikami de Chul, K'avisakin Shal Mizikho Bimuta Lishrabei, Mishum Yukuli Rabo, Al Tikun, Avu Zilub Shal Yai Nesach, Vade Osa, Vahiy Anoi Gmurei. So in other words, the reason is why, so there are two questions involved. One question is the inhaling Reach considered seeing? So Rove says no. But then, let it be also on the score of Anoye. So there is more tzar than Anoye. So maybe it's not also Anoye. But suppose, let's say, so only because the Reach is not very pleasant, but suppose the Yai Nesach will emit. Suppose the Ainesach was made in such a way that it will emit a very pleasant odor, then Yehovah will also be made that it's also. By Ainesach, why? Because Ainesach also Banoi. But let's say, by Mkipea, since we pass like Yehovah, so when you inhale a certain kind of a candy, even though it's pleasant, there is no element of Tzah. So it's still muta. According to Abaye in Chaname, it's also to inhale an inkiper, a certain candy, to refresh himself, because it's like siye. But we pass like Rove, it's not siye. And even though here there is no tzar, but here it doesn't matter because inkiper is not also and eichel is not also inkiper banoye. All right, now that's what it is. And then the next day is Rove Omar. Rob Omar Muta, Reich Lav Nilsi, Perikit Zelin, Pligename Rav Levi. בריח גם בוסה שומן שצולים בוסה נבלה רב בוסה בלי משור בוסה מתאי כבוסי דרב ופיר שם רשי בחו גם מתאי כבוסי דרב דוסה מקום מקום לוח גרים נשור משום דרוב בסוב כבוסי יוחד גם בפסטיר והלוח יתרוב גם בבית ופוסה כחש פיר כיס הצלי ולוי נראה דוסה מקום הדו דהב בהוד בין סגית ובעד ביסר ועשר רוב מפרזקה למיכל ביקוסר ומאי סרב וגם הברבה שאיס השום אפילו במילכה והלוחק מי סייבר מתחיל מילה so ישראל כאן רשי רשי עם צוחים פסחס like לאיבי so תיסו says no they are the gemore the gemore as probably me parzik asers the pas that was baked at the same time the same oven as meat was boiled so Robin parzik asered it to be eaten together with milk. Why? Because Rechamil says, so we see that Robin Parzike Paskins like Rav, not like Levi. Not like Levi. So in other words, Tesvis agrees with Rach, that the Halacha is like Rav, not like Levi. Veit Koshe, deeply Gabbai, we Robin Plukte, the Rav Levi. So according to Rashi, it's the same Machlekes. The Machlekes in Psochim that I involve between Rav and Levi is the same Machlekes, the Machlekes in Avrizor and Avsamachvov between Abai and Rav. Im kein Havlas nur ihr Plutai Hosa. If it's the same Machleke, so why doesn't the Gemara mention that Machleke is here and this Machleke is there? Loche nire di vada aloche kerab. Di hosom di reiche milsi. Va aloche kerove na me hoche gabi bas tie di reiche lav milsi. Va abaye na me di hoche dom a reiche milsi. Omalei. So in other words, so he says it's two independent Machlekes. So he says that Rove who says Reiche here love Milse, so can agree with Rav that Boso Nevele Shetzole Boso Shchuto, so he is also, and Abaye who says that it's also to inhale Yain Eser can agree with Levi over there because it's two separate questions. Rabbi named the Ochel of Mareche Milsi, and I know that after the Levi, the Maros of Mareche Lav Milsi, the Shana Ochel, Shunene, Umereach Neiser, Ayai Natsme, Hilka Havel Gamre to Lushesim Ayai Natsme, Avros of Nini Lareach Neiser, Nichnas Bisichaeter, Vuechel Saheter, Uvoho Afil Abaye made the Rechel of Milsi, Virove named the Ochel, Omer, I know the Amra Filik Rab, the Maros of Mareche Milsi, the Shana Ochel Shoreach Mazikroi. לפי שנכנס בגופי וכך אומר דריך עליו מילצי הילקה בין הבית בין רובי דהוכם מוצא סברי בין כרב בין כלאיבי בין כרב בין כלאיבי דהוסם. As a matter of fact, if there is a possibility that according to Tesis, not according to the other Rishayim, but according to Tesis Shite, it's also to inhale a pleasant candy, it's not a candy, I mean something else like a bottle, I mean you inhale something, Anim Kippa. Because Teisa says here, V'rov Namid Hoch Omalei, Ano De Amra Afil Grab, De Omar Hosom Reiche Milzi, De Shane Hoche, Sheo Reach Mazik Loi, Lifi Shenichnas Begufi. So in other words, so the only reason as to why Rove can harmonize with Rav is because here there is an element of unpleasantness. Of unpleasantness, the implication being that according to Rav, if there is no element of unpleasantness, then it should be also today. And over there, the thing that is used in Kippur, so has no element of unpleasantness. So Memele, but the Shochno doesn't pass like this. But from Tesis it would appear that where there is no element of unpleasantness, so then Rav would say Reiche is milse and it's considered like sin. Of course, only in the Rabbonah, not in the Reis. Shana Hoche, because Abaye here doesn't answer it with the Reis, only in the Rabbonah. Shana Hoche, Shareach Mazikle, with Vishnichmas Begufe, Ukachoma de Reichel of Milse, Hilka bin Abaye bin Robi de Hoche, Motse Sabre, bin Kerav, bin Kalei, bin Osso, Vihashte Abetuve Gav med Reich, Reach Achozok Shebikolon, Pad, that is Mos Homo, Pas Hamo, Vichovis Psuch. So Teis Veshite is that when Rish Lakish says Pas Hamo Bichovis Psucho Divrei Hakel Asuro, so there is no Machlekes because the Rif is Chelik, the Rif in the Rambam Chelik, the Rif in the Rambam hold that Levi is Chelik, he rejects Rish Lakish's memory. But Teis Veshite holds no, No one rejects, disagrees with Rish Lakish's memory that pas hamo v'chov is psucho is divah haklaso. So reyach hachodak shebichulon pas hamo v'chov is psucho di osa likulam. V'reyach boso when one is shomein pluk v'rav leir v'kain one kerav. V'reyach di bastie where there's an element of unpleasantness v'kain one kerav v'matomeh pasenes v'chov is psucho. Oi pas chamo v'chovis miguf. V'amuta likula ome pasenes v'chovis miguf. Uli reiche de hosom halochi kerav de omar reiche milsi. So Tesis paskens like Rav Nechanane, like Rav v'chum hanemile bitanurim shalohem sho yoktani v'yoadin tachas mach v'shalonu shekolen talpi b'las שאיך ונתחתו הפשטידה, כמו כן ריחה מילסי, אבל תנורים דלים שלנו אין לוחש. So Teisha says, even though we pass like Rav, the Treich is Milsi, but that's only in Tanakot. So there is a substantial quantity of Reach that is absorbed by the Heter. מה שאין, כן, if it's Tanakot Godo, so there is no substantial quantity of Reach absorbed by the Heter, so then even according to Rav, it's not. אבל תנור דין שלון הוא אינו חוש לריחה, ובלבד שלא יהי פייתנו סוסום. So פייתנו סוסום. All right. So we see that Rashi paskens like Levi, and Rabnotam paskens like Rav. And then Teisa says that even though we pask like Rav, that Reich is Milse, that's only Netano Kodl. Vashenke Netano Godl, so there is very little reyach absorbed. So then, even according to Rav, it's more. Now let's see how the Rif passes. Now the Rif is not in Psochim, nor is it in Avizore. It's in Pirig Danoshe in Chum. So it's a very. So he mentioned all machlekes. Now in the Rif, ישראל ויחובים, אבאי יום הרוסה ורוב יום המותר, אבאי יום הרוסה ריח המילצה, רוב יום המותר ריח המילצה. ויקיימו לא צריך לפיד אבאי ורובה, דהיל חסה כרובה, בר מיהו קידם. וחיבים דהיל חסה כרובה, בהוד הריח עליו מילצה, ממילא שמעינון, דהיל חסה כלאיבי, דהיקוי כרוב. הדינו הוא סבור את הכמול, that's the sheet, Rashi said that, but the Rif didn't refer to Rashi, the Rif was before Rashi, but that was also the sheet of Rabbi Goy. That Aloha is like Levi, the halacha is like Levi, and the raya is because Levi in Psochem says Reich Lav Milse, and Roben Avrizore says Reich Lav Milse. V'yikem on the polit Baha Milse. That's the rach. V'yom ha di hilches ekavosi the rav v'hai, do mistabre taime mihodi tanya ori de pascham unos nar pichovies, shogayin shol tumor, rab meir eise, rabbi de matir, rabbi eise matir shochitim, vise shloserim, shasirim shiyaviz. V'yom ha reshupshim loki, v'pascham o v'chovies psucho, kol ha'alme lo yplige, kol ha'alme lo yplige dosa. והי בוס השחות יש את סולים בוס הנבילה כי פס חמה וחוב יסוך אדם ואויד דעותון הרב ואויד דעותון הרב כהנה בחין נסובה פשע אופו עם עצרי עושה לא אוכל ביקוסה והי פינסה דעית ויהיה בעדי בישרה ועושה רוב עם פרזיק אל המחל ביקוסרה why? Because the pass absorbed the reach of the meat so you can't eat the pass with milk
even though by itself it's muta, let's say it has a special shape or whatever it is, whatever the reason is, the alma kerabs really, v'anamu yistabrolo, elu k'diposke kamo yezal, v'hana rayez didoche boso. In other words, he doesn't agree with the rach's psak, that aloch is like rach, but k'diposke kamo yezal, like habay goyim, that aloch is like lay, v'hana rayez didoche bu l'piske di kamo yez l'tchiyez. What is one of the rayez? One of the rayez is, because Rav Shimon Meloki says, "Bipas chama b'chov tzucho kol alma l'pligidosa." So that means that Rav Shimon Meloki assumes that Reich is milse. So he says, "Ein achanami Rav Shimon Meloki holds that Reich is milse, but we don't pass from like Rav Shimon Meloki." L'haver rayel mitchol dod delay v'rove delay v'loho delay v'rove delay v'rabi haver legaber Rav Shimon Meloki. V'l'haver memrit Rav Shloki kushi ali delay. V'rove namidu basro holy svili od Rav Shimon Meloki. V'kanu nilchazik basroi hilkach kav misalkes lai memrit Rav Shloki meoche koye rav kerab meya v'lei v'kerab yude. V'kaimlon derab meya v'kerab yude haloche kerab yude. Haloche kerab yude. So in other words, so it's mashma from this read that is chelik on Rashi, Rashi Psochim, because Rashi in Psochim says Levi Vadetanoi, because neither Reb Meir nor Reb Yisi, Rashi says, could agree with Levi. So that means that Reb Yisi's din, who is Mata B'shal Chitim and the Asar B'shal Seirim, the Shaseirim Shea Beis, is also based upon Rechem Yosef. But the Rif Shite is not like that. You see, Rashi Shite is that it's a question of degree only. The difference between chitin and seirim is a question of degree. In other words, in both it's only reyach. It's not a guf adomo. That's Rashi. But Mashenke, the Rif, he holds Rabbi Yisi is not based upon reyach. But seirim sheyaveis, that means that, I mean, and this is true according to science. Wine, even if you don't boil it, it always keeps on evaporating. So there is always coming out. You don't see it, but there is always coming out. And when you put a pas chamosh al seirin on top of that yayin, so mimele it absorbs the molecules of the wine. So it's not an inyan of reyach. But that's not Rashi Shiti. Rashi Shiti Sheyaveis means there is a more substantial quantity of reyach absorbed by pasayrim than the paschitim, but it's all a matter of reyach. But the ripshit is not like that. What do you mean? The vapor, the gases, molecules. Sheir is good with Shalyai. Vilav Rechel. Aval Bechitim Shein and Sheir is. Krebiudis Virlei. The Rechel of Milsi. Vei, the Hod Itani and Tzilin Shri Psochim Teachot. Kilei Vidaike. Virabo Yitzchuk Hasurei. Because the Gemara had to make an Akimte in order to explain it according to Rav. Virabo Yitzchuk Hasurei. The Rutsu Itani and Shri Yitzchikil. Voi the Chadaikes Le Memre de Rav Mishkachas Lo. The Shaya Ba Umemre de Lei. Doma Ba Adim Pirke. Now that I mentioned. That Rif I mentioned. Many times in Simen Kufei, I mean many other times. So the Rif Shite is that Rav, the reason as to why Rav says Reiche Milsi, because Reiche, in other words, both Rav and Levi agree that Reiche is like the Gufador. Reiche is like the Gufador. As a matter of fact, I mean, this is in line with modern psychology. I mean that there is a definite correlation between Tam and Reiach. But Rav Lishitos, that Rav holds, he passes like Rav Yudeh. That min b'minei asas b'mashu. So mainly true that Reiche is mamoshes. Reiche is like Tam. It's mamoshes. But it's only mashu. So mainly Levi passes like Rav Yudeh. That mine doesn't becomes bottle b'shishim. So reiche is like tam, but it's not. There is always shishim. So mimele, it is muter. But Rav paskos like Rav Yude, that mine asas b'mashu, and reiche is mashu. This is the Rishit. So, void hat da ich mit der Rabisch gar nicht schau über mein Bruder lei, dann war wie ein Pier, kei kem Rabba mehr alle wie doras, kim schon aus dem Tam bricht dich hat hat was eine Weile, wie sehr es gleich dich skulos. Wir haben ihn noch mehr der Rabke man noch nicht weiß ich habe Juda mit mir die Bottle, dann Rabbi Juda in Dame Bottle dam, wir haben wollen Trigger mit Rabbi Juda. Wie kann ich holen schon mit dem bis ich hin, was ich sage gut ich soll wissen doch schon hätte, wie kommst mir recht da um, du ja schrino lei. So that's the riffs. See. And then he says, "We hold the toner of Tane, Pasha offer in Matzli Asuro leochlo bikuser. Vayi benese diitliye, v'had bisre v'yose rovim mitarzike limichle bikusre." So that was the raya of Rabbi Goyen. That was the raya of the Rach, and that was the raya of Teisves of Rabbi Tam that we passed like Rav. So his love ki Rav asre b'chud elafilu klayi v'asre limichle bikusre. My time is so the Rav has here two shenes. Two reasons as to why Rabbi Mitarzike assert the pas that was baked at the same time, the same oven, with meat. So he assert to eat it with milk, so the Rif gives two explanations. In other words, Rabbi Mitarzike agrees with Leif. So why is it also to eat with milk? So one time is, my time is so that's the first question. In other words, because everybody agrees, Levi also agrees that Reiche is like Mamoshes, but it's Mash. But Levi, Rav, Paschus like Rav Yudeh, that Mashu Aser, so Reiche Aser. Levi, Paschus like Rabbonon, that Mashu doesn't Aser, so Reiche is like Mashu, he doesn't Aser. But, so the reason, so in other words, even according to Levi, Reiche is something. But it becomes bottle. It becomes bottle, berov, bishishi. Mashainke lechatchile, so there is a locha of him, vatle nisa lechatchile. So memele, since he can eat the pas, not with milk, who forces him to eat that pas together with milk? He can eat it with meat, he can eat it with parve. He doesn't have to eat this pas that was baked together with boiled meat in the same tanur. He doesn't have to eat it with milk. So memele, it's like lechatchile. And in mevatlin is lechatchile. So even mashu is also lechatchile. That's one explanation. Then the second explanation is, the lebe lekoshol alach v'eved, do lebe shetzolei, kom, avu yom atzil lechatchile. V'oid, then the second rashi, that I mentioned many times, the rib shite is that the dobo sheyesh lematirin doesn't apply only to something like chodosh, that now it's oser, and after Pesach, after the Zayin Benissen, after Akobes HaEmer, it becomes muter. But Dovah Sheyesh, even if something can be used in a heterodic way, so Mimele, without recourse to Bidl, so Mimele, you cannot take advantage of Bidl. All the other Rishayim are chilek under him. All the other Rishayim say, Dovah Sheyesh L'matiri means that if the same Shimush, the same Tashmish, that is now Oseh, so later on, let's say after Pesach, it will be Muta. But if through this particular Tashmish, it is always Oseh. But there is a way to be Mishtamish it or to eat it through a different use. So Mimele, that's not Dovah Sheyesh material. That's not Dovah material. But the Rif Shite is that even that there is another category of Dovah Sheyesh material, that if something can be mishtamish beheter, so there is no, so you're not allowed to be mishtamish it through a use of iser that on the basis of it. So on the contrary, so this category of Dovah Sheyesh material is more homo than the other category of Dovah Sheyesh material, because the other category of Dovah Sheyesh material applies only to mimimine, min shalei mimine, let's say chodosh. So if, let's say, chitin of chodosh will be nisarei in chitin of yoshin, so then I feel a bell of the bottle. But suppose chitin of chodosh will be nisarei in seirim of yoshin, it will become bottle. So the aloch of Dovah Sheyesh material, he only shayach in mimimine, not mishal mimine. Masha'in came, this category of Dovah Sheyesh material, where there is a tashmish for a tashmish of heta right now. We don't have to wait till after Pesach. There is a tashmish of heta right now to which we don't have to resort to bittul. So mimele, even by min shaloi mimine, there is no pitul. And here it's mishaloi b'minei, because when you eat pas together with milk, pas and milk, that's two different meaning, and still he says that by virtue of the fact you can eat it with meat and you can eat it with paravel, you can eat it just by itself without anything joined to it, so mimele it's a dovashesh matirin. So this category of dovashesh matirin is even more homo than the other category, and it applies even to mishaloi. So then the second question. Void high pasha of masnikin mishari bechud loy kusre av dovar sheish matirin v'chol dovar sheish lematirin afilu belef libotul v'chol dovar sheu echod belef kirecha dalmeu v'afilu oche belef libotul hoyu v'yish lematirin v'ay patz name hochinu v'lav mishim yisrael etera. Now let's see the two. Simon Kufres. Alright. Reach Shonisa Shmisar Beheta in Bosa Novila Shitsoli Bitano in Bosa Shuto, Pliga Bi Rav Levi Ravosa Levi Shot. Uposak Rashi Kilevi the Shot. Vichin Kosa Baruch Azdilis. The Rav Netan Posak Rav the Osa. Vafil Bosa Novila Kochosh in Bosa Shomen Shuto. The Reach Kahai Milsi. Because of Arashbo Askomas Rivamirim Lahatia Mikol Mokei Lichatrile. Because of Arashbo Askomas Rivamirim Lehatia Mikolma can we have Chile also with place on Vitalota? Even though Rav Rishayim passed like Levi, but Mikolma can we have Chile also with place on Vitalota? If it's a small town. This is what Taisa says. Vimboli Vashlo Migdero, Kolecho Latsme, Afilu Vitalota, Upiagdero Migule Mutter, Vafilu Lehatrile, Shein Rea Hamis Bashir Kokahis here. In other words, so that we get more Ipsochit. Because the Gemara asked the kasha from Shnei Psochim, you're not allowed to be tzele together, mikne at aruves. So the Gemara gives the teres big deres. So the Gemara asked the kasha deres al gedaitoch, because become Pesach it's not allowed. So keim deres. But anyway, so it's mentioned that there is no ian of reyach milse if it's in deres. Now, so even tzlikedo there is no iser of reyach milse. Even tzlikedo roasted. When you boil, so certainly there is no union of reyach milse. So he says, "V'afil lechatrile shein reyach hamizbashil kol kachis u'maskon asadini ovi orozal kerab netam." In other words, that we pass like Rav the reyach milse. V'davke b'tanurim shalhem shein yichusi likach nichnas reyach shel zeh bazeh, avol b'tanurim deilim shalonu u'piem psuchim eilochosh pas chamo shemunachas al gabi chovies psucho shel yayin esech. Also, if she collects or reacharve, avo ima pas sinenes, afilu ima chobies psucho, oi pas chamo bichobies stuma muta, vichin muta loriach bibasteye di yain nesach pirushneke seis in bichobies, loriach mishom bi yain im imute. Now, what is it? What kokach is
it?
Let me see.
One second.
Vafilu lechatzchile shein reyach hamizbashel kol kach. If it's mizbashel kol kach, that's what it means. Because the reason as to why he uses the lashon kol kach. Because from that gemore, as a matter of fact, that the Shach and the Taz, we are discussing that. Why does he say we involve Vashlo Midere? So that tends to imply only there are Bishlitz Muter, but there are Chzlitz Oser. But from the gemore that I involve in Psochim mit Mashma, even there are Chzlitz Muter, because the gemore applies the Shnei Psochim, the Braise of Shnei Psochim, Midere is, Kein Dere is. There it's Lid, there it's not Bishlitz. So the answer is that this is what the some say it, that this is what the Torah means. He doesn't mean davke bishul boiling, even tzli. But if it is in parts, if there is something that is mafsik between the heter and the iser, so then there is no iser. So this is what he says. Va'afilu lechatreach In other words, since it's mizbashil that way, in other words, that there is a pot, and there is a pot that intervenes, so it doesn't matter whether it's mizbashil or it's nitzle, it can be nitzle kach also. So that's why he uses the loshen kol kach, because he wants to emphasize that it's not due to the fact that it was mizbashil. Even if it will be roasted, it will be nitzle that way. So it's also the same. Now the Mechaber. So now you can understand the Mechaber and Ramo. Alright. In Tzelim, Boso Ksheiro, in Boso Nevelo. Now the Mechaber doesn't pass like Chabetam at all. It doesn't pass at all. In Tzelim, Boso Ksheiro, in Boso Nevelo. Oy shel beimot neyo bitam rechot. Vi afo pishin egin ze bezeh. But he passed us like Levi, but like Hatchil Yitzosah. This is what the Rib says. Vim Tzolo, Hari Zemut. The Eved, like Hatchil Yitzosah. But the Eved is Mut. Because Reich Alav Mils. Vafil Oiso Asur O Shmein Laharbe. Vamuteres Rozo. Kochush. So it's Mut. Because Reich Alav Mils. Vim Atano Godo, Shemarzik Yudveis Yisraini, Upif Posuach, Mutal Yitzlaisomne. So that was Tesis says, Tesis passes like Rav, that Rich and Mil say, Nevet. But Tesis says, that's only if it's Netano God. But if it, that is only if it's Netano, if it's Netano God. But if it's Netano God, so even according to Rav, it's Mutter. So Tesis says it vis-a-vis Nevet, because Tesis have Netan passes like Rav. Mashein can hear the Mechaber paskens like Levi, but the same thing is relevant vis-a-vis Lechatchile, because according to Levi, Reich alav milse David, but Reich is milse Lechatchile, Reich is milse Lechatchile. But just as Teisve says that Teisve paskens like Rav, but he says that when does Rav say Reich milse only in Tanakot, so there is a substantial quantity of Reich absorbed, but in Tanagodl There is a minimum of freyach absorbed, so that's nothing. So mimele, the same thing is true. Alibe the levi. So reich alav milse deve, but lechatchila reich is milse, but only mitanagotten, but mitanagodo. So even lechatchila it's not. So he says, "Vimatano godu shemarzik idveis israelim upit posuach mutal israelim uvashal yiguze bazeh vimechod nemechuse bikore uvibrotzit b'chayitzvei mutal israelim afilu mitanagotten upit sos." Alright, that Ramos says, "Viho adin libosor im cholov name dinor, vineyagin lehachmel lechatchile afilo bitano god, uvideved liho keil afilo bitano kom." So in other words, so he says that we are neik lehachmel lechatchile even bitano god, because actually we can say, I mean, not all the shenim agree with that. So even. So we can say that even in the Tano Godel, there is a little bit of Reach absorbed. But the Eved, Lihoki Lafilu Tano Kod. Why? Because the Eved, we certainly rely on the Psak of most Rishenim, that Aloch is like Levi. And we are not Rishish for the Psak of Rabnetam, that Aloch, the Rabnetam and the Rach, that Aloch is like Rav. So with the Eved, Lihoki Lafilu Tano Kod. We says, Shechinas komas reva meirim v'ushitas rashi v'aloches deles v'ri v'ram, because according to Rav Netam and Rosh, so bitano kotten it's also the Eved v'imofo pas im boso also liochlei im cholo im yeshlei pasach. Why? Now the Ri, so you see Rav Netam says that from the Gemara of Chovim Parzike, and the fact that Chovim Parzike asked that pas that was baked together with meat in the oven to be eaten with milk, so it's a raya that Aloch is like Rav. But the Rif says, no, that Aloch is like Levi. Why is it also so the Rif has two Rishenes? One is because Lechatchile, since he doesn't have to eat it, with Cholot, can eat it by itself, some melee is lechatchile. Another wash is because it's dovashish material. So the mechabit, so the ramo, passes like the first wash in the ri. Not like we said it. We saw already several times that Ramo is not reishish for the Shittes Arif, that if something can be, you can be eaten, b'shimu shel heter, so the mele we apply the aloche of domashayish l'matirin, and not feel a bell of the God. But the other loshen in the Arif, not on, I mean the first loshen in the Arif, because it's l'chatchile, that he passed. So he says, we more for passing goso, also l'ochlim cholov, af im yish l'pasachet, im yish l'pasachet. Why? Because it's l'chatchile. So when is it considered l'chatchile? If he has another pass that was not baked together with meat, but suppose he doesn't have any other pass, so then it's not considered l'chatchile. I mean, one could argue, even if he doesn't have any other pass, so it's still l'chatchile. So let him eat the let him eat the milk separately, and let him eat this pass separately. No, so if he has no other pass, just this pass, and since he's accustomed to eat pass with milk, and he has no other pass except this one, so it's not considered like a chatchil. But if he has another pass, he has another package of bread, that package of bread was not baked together with meat, so mimele it will not interfere with his eating habits. So mimele is considered a chatchil, but if he has no other pass, so then it's not considered a chatchil. Even though it's still possible for him to deviate from his eating habits. So it's not considered l'chatchil. So he says, v'imor for pas, 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 v'imor in both cases. In the case of imor for pas in boso, and in the case of imor for pas in misa, so the ze mikre and ze der. V'yeshemri, the matirin reiche afilo b'deved elo imkein hatano posuach tzas natzar oil imaylo b'mokei shosh yetsi. That's the isavet. I mean, that's a shitas yochid actually. I mean, most Rishayim and most Poskim are not Cheshish for it, but still there are more. B'mokim Shin Hefzed Merube, so he is Cheshish for it. So there is a shita of Rishayim, that when those Levi say, Reich Elav Milse, when does Levi say, Reich Elav Milse, only when Tantano is Posuach Tzas, but, so it has an opening, but, or it has a mokim shoshi yitzi, we have a chimney. So Mashainke, if there is no opening at all, it's completely closed. If the oven is completely closed, so then all the reach has no outlet except to be absorbed by the heter. So then even Levi will agree that reach is mitzvah. Now what's the pshat? I mean, most Rishayim are chilek on the chite, but apparently, the Isavei Heter agrees with the Rif that the reason is why Levi says Reich Alav Milse is because Reich is Mashu. Reich is Mashu. So there is Bittul Mishishi. So when is it only Mashu if there is an outlet? If it's Pesuach Tzas. But if there is no outlet altogether, so then all the Reich is bound to be absorbed by the Ovar Heter. So then there is no Bittul. So all the reyach is absorbed. So some may lead us. All right, but all the rishonim achilik on the chi. So he says, "Yei shemim matrich in reyach yafu b'devedu ki atano pesuach tzas natzad l'mal mokshir shayitzi uvimok imefzed in lahach b'devedu ki chayim nirem aposkim v'chayim posek b'siosim apnu sosum l'gamma." Then there is another shita. There is a shita, and again, that all these shitas, all these chumres that under certain circumstances Reach is also the event are based upon the Shittes Arif, that everybody agrees that Reach is like Mamushis, but it's Mashu. So maybe they can make distinctions if there is no outlet, so then it's more than Mashu. And then there is another Shite that if it is a Dovah Harif, so then it is more than a Mashu. It is more. V'moyisa dovacharif. V'kolshkein. Imaheta dovacharif. Reich and milsi. Again, that is also based upon the shite that Reiche is like Mamoshes, but it's mash. So if it's a Dovachari, if one of the items is a Dovachari, so then there is an absorption of Reiach in bulk, not a little bit. V'afilu b'demed osa im shnei migyur, avol im echod me mechuse, afilu potzik v'al me muta. Because then there is no absorption in bulk of the Reiach. Imofu itzonu isa v'heter, tachas machve achas migurin osa, afilu d'evet. Zeret, vo'adim imofu b'chai gavne, pas im bosa, osu lo ochle b'chol. Avu b'ze achaze, ein lochosh. So in other words, this ite is also, in other words, that if it, let's say if it's the Bachari, so then there is a concentration of Reach. Not just a moderate quantity of Reach, but a concentration of Reach. So then there is a shita that it's also, because then it's more than mash. And then you also say, suppose imofu itzolu isa veta tachas mach vesachas, so since the two, the Isar and the Heter, were both boiled, baked, under one covering, so again there is a concentration of Reach. So there is no beetle, so it's also after there. So then he says, but that's only if it was Achas. Aber bezeh achaze in lochish. Elohim kein izi ahamachves mishneyem, die os osser afilu bezeh achaze, im hoyu shneyem igulim, de havi kikisu shavir. So this Ramo says, I mean, there is such a Ramo in Basam Cholo, but here too, there is a Ramo that says that he guesses, if Iser in Igez's state is absorbed, so then it's considered like Mamoshes Mamish. And not only does it aser when it's in Vasachas, even Vasachas. In other words, because of that, you have to kasha, let's say, if an oven was used for Isa. So then when you kasha, so you don't only have to kasha the wires and the racks that you put in the oven, something that comes in contact with the pot, but even the sides of the oven, the pot that never comes in contact with the pot, with the Isha, also has to be kashered. Why? Because if Isha was used in the oven, so sometimes when vapor comes, so vapor is emitted from the pot, and then it's absorbed by the walls of the oven. Vapor of Isha. And then when you boil or you bake, let's say, heter in the same oven, if you didn't kasher the sides, so then the heat of the oven, when you bake heter or you boil heter, might emit the lias iser of the vapor shel iser, and it will be absorbed by the heter. I mean, this is what the Ramo says. Avu b'zeach hazein rochosh. In other words, so even in situations where it's tachas machves, when there is a concentration of reach, so it's also the Ramo is cheshesh, shalom mokim efsen merube is cheshesh for the shites. So that's only also if basachas, but b'zeach hazeh certainly muta, except if there is a possibility of a bli of vapor of zeh. So that's mamoshes mamish. So then it's also in b'zeach hazeh. Elohim kenizia machves mishneyem. That's mamish like the walls of an oven. In other words, you had, let's say, in the oven, so you had, let's say, you had the fire here, and then you had like a covering on top, and then you put the pots here on the fire, and then so that machves could have absorbed Isa, vapor of Isa, even though it never came in contact. The pot never came in contact with the machves on top. But the vapor could have been absorbed by the machves. So then you boil or you bake something shall have there. So it might be also. This is what he says. So Elohim kenizia machves mishneyem, dioz oser afilu b'zeach hazeh, imo yushneyem ikulin, dihave kikisu shavdeh. Yei shemen, bichol mokim da amrino reichem milse, ve isa bidi evet, Heine dafke di le keshishi min ahete a megede isa. Avo di keshishi min ahete a. Avo di keshishi min ahete a. Afu bichol ma shebitanu mi vati lo isa. So we tell a chetze ki ish limiti. So he says, even in situations where we are machmiya, reiche, by reiche, even then, let's say, domachari for, or it wasn't even posuach tzas, I mean, so, the ashita is that in such a case, you have a concentration of reiach. So there is no bittul. So that is only why? Because there is no bittul. Like this, if the posuach tzas, not domachari, so the reiach is only a little, is a minimum. Mashein kei, where it's not ksosum mikamre, when it's domachari, so it's not a minimum. So there is no bittul. So when can we say there is no bittul? If the volume, the size of everything else that is in the tanu does not have shishim nege the thing that the dovar iser that the mitzereach. But suppose the dovar iser that the mitzereach is a small thing, and the size of the dovar heter that is in the same tanu is 60 measures, neged, the dovar iser that the mitzereach, then there is no reason as to why you should be machne. This is what he says. So, yesh emim dechomok in damrin areich ha-milzer isa b'leheret, hayne davke, שדירה כשישי מן ההתה נגד איסה, אבל די כשישי מן ההתה, אפילו בכל מה שביטנו, מבט לא איסה, הוא צריך חפסת יש לנקי. Now we have to understand that. Why does he say דווקא צריך חפסת יש לנקי? So the implication being, שלא יבין מוקים חפסת, so even in such a case, that there is, בכל מה שביטנו, שישי נגד דחתיכה דת המיץ, דחתיכה סיסה דת המיץ הריח, so it's still עושה. Why should it be עושה? I mean, there is שישי, I mean. How can it be osir? How can it be more chomor than mamoshes itself? Now, even if you had mamoshes itself and mamoshes always, even let's say if isir spilled, if a soup shall isir spilled into a deir shall heta, and you haven't the deir, you have shishim. So of course it's mutar. So it's both. So why should reyach be more chomor than the mamoshes itself? The answer is because mamoshes itself, so we are mitzarei everything in the gdeire only if there is bishul, because there is uniform distribution. Mashein ken, if there is no bishul, al demayim it's lim, so then we are not mitzarei if everything that is in the tano, because we pass in simen kufei that it's not yetzei michticha lichticha. It's not yetzei michticha lichticha if there is no reitev. So, and here the Ramo said, yeshem im dechom mokim damrino reichem yutze vizodevet ane davki lo keshishi min ha'eta negevisya. Avul di keshishi min ha'eta. Avul bechom ma shebitanu. So what do you mean bechom ma shebitanu? In other words, here is a chticha shol isa that emits a reyach. And then you have many chtichas. And nothing touches. But you have one chticha that is very, very close. And then you have other chtichas. So the Ramo says that if there is shishim in all the chtichas together, so the neged that chtiches, he said that the mitzereach, so then it's bon. So he says only if there is a hefset, but if there is no hefset, not. Why? Because if there is no hefset, so then it cannot be mitzari. We cannot be mitzari this tich and this tich, because after all, the halach is that even we got it three where there is nigia, so we say ein dovor iser yitzei michticha lichticha beloy reiti. So here too, so we say it's not yitzei michticha lichticha. So mele if this chticha that is very close to the chticha that emits the reyach, so does not have shishim, but together all the other chtichas have shishim, so maybe we shouldn't be mitzarif if there is no hefset. But if there is a hefset, so then we are meikel. Ligabe reiche, we are meikel. Because after all, there is a shite that even without reitev it's yetzei, so maybe ligabe reiche, when there is a hefset, we rely on that shite. This is what he says. We'll say, hefset yesh minikin. Basically. ויש שם, דייסר או איסר במשהו, כי יהיה חומץ בפסח, ריחן מיוסה, ואיסר אפילו דבת. In other words, that's also based upon the Shittas Rav, because the Rav Shitta is that the reason is why Rav says Reicha Milsa, because Rav Shitta say he holds Min B'Minei as the Mash, and Reicha is Mash. Reicha is Mash. So why do we pass like Levi? Because we don't pass like Rav Yudeh, and we pass that Min B'Minei is but Bishishi. But Isur, so it follows according to the Rav, Isur in like Chometz Pesach, that asked the Mashu, there is no bit of Bishishim, so Reicha should also ask. This is what he says. Yeshem in the Isar or Isar the Mashu, ki in Chometz Pesach Reicha Milse, ve Isar afinu b'de Ebet, im hatano kotn, vi usosu, because that's already, what, this is what Teisve says, in Avri Zore. Teisve's Paschus like Rav, but Teisve says, so it's only Osar Reicha, if it's Tano kotn, but if it's Tano Godl, so even according to Rav, Reicha is Lav Milse. So Memele, so by Chometz Pesach, so Levi will agree with Rav, because by Chometz Pesach, Mashu is Osir, but he will not be Machmir more than Rav is Machmir in Kolater Kule. Rav holds in Kolater Kule, Mimbimine Azal Mashu. Where Levi says in Kolater Kule, he doesn't Azal Mashu, but by Chometz Pesach, he does Azal Mashu. But in case of Itano Godol, so then even Rav will be made the Reicha Lav Milse. So Memele, even by Chometz Pesach, Reicha is Lav Milse. אם אתה נוקות ועושה וישראל את המגורים תחתן ויהיה שם רים שם לחיים דרך כמי שבשם מאוד לחיים. In other words, that Reicha is less than משהו. The reason, the Rav Shitta is that Reicha is mamish משהו, and that's exactly the reason as why Levi says Reicha Lav Milse. But the other Rishonim hold, no, the Mordechai holds that Reicha is not even משהו. It's not even משהו. So Chometz ופסח אסר ומשהו דאבד. But Reicha, even by Chometz Pesach, is not also there. Uvi mokim hefzed, yesh lis mechadiv amakim. So you don't have to be cheshish for the shita zorim. Vayinli kamon seif simen kufyut ches, im yesh lehachmir lechatchila lishviz beizdeireiz vechad meshal yisea ala akiro ilitzlitz itzareiz. Okay, that will be enough, because it might be late for the dinner. Okay, now, so next year, so you have to go over the Shach and the Taz. We'll go over the Shach and the Taz very briefly, because I discussed everything. I mean, by going over the Gemaras and the Rif, so I discussed everything. And then we'll cover the Simen Kuftes. So you should go over Simen Kuftes, first in the two, and then here the Mechaber and Ramor, and the Taz and the Shach. Now, this room will be closed. It will only be used for sure, and it will be closed. And everybody will have to learn in this Medrash, not in the classrooms. We left off Siv Beis in Simen Kufres. Amedvor Namurim Bitzli Avolim Boli Vashlom Bigdeiro Zele Atzmei Vizele Atzmei Afilu Bitano Kotten Upif Sosum Muter Viafal Pi Shepi Agdeiris Migula. Now that's the more care for that is the Gemara in Psochim, when the Gemara has the Kashe from Shnei Psochim, and the Gemara says, by Askinam Bishtek Deiris. So that means, so the Gemara says, Deiris Al-Gadaito, Chelokein Shtek Deiris. So anyway, so where the two Tafshilim, the Yisar and the Heter, happen to be in two separate Gdeiris, so then it is Mut. Hochem Askin Bishol Bishtek Deiris. So why? Because then there isn't even reyach. Oh, when is the reyach? If they are exposed to each other. But if they are in their race, even if it's al deitzli, but if they are in their race, contained in their race, so then there is no real reyach. So avolim bol vashlu des lasma atzma afilu bitano kotnu pivsosu muta vavol pishe piyak deres migula, even though on top it's open. But since there is a deifen agdere, so mele, they are not so exposed to each other, so there is no substantial reich. Vidavke shatano posuach tzas. Avolu sosu mikolat dodim ki derech shematmin nachamim l'terech haShabbos. So, but if the tano, suppose, when do we say that if the heter and the iser are contained in deires, so then it's muter even lechatchile. because then there is no reyach. That is, if it, the tano is pasuach tzas. So since there is, they are contained in igdeire, so no reyach is no substantial. Reyach is absorbed by the chtichas heter. Masheinke, if it is also mikolatz dodi. So, mimele, in view of the fact that the reyach cannot go out, it has no outlet, and there is no covering on the parts, so mimele it will necessarily be absorbed by the chtichas heter. It has no other outlet, so except to be absorbed by the chtichas heter. Va'afilu b'de'evet yesh machmirim ve'isei. Of course, that who will answer that? That is only the shita of Rav Netam. Those who pass like Rav, so they'll say that b'deved is ish machmir and ve'isrim moyisa v'heta migule. But when Mokim have said merube yesh lahokil, yesh lahokil. So in other words, so certainly David we don't answer it. Im yesh amnuni shalisa al amard shekirim palo. Also, litne oleo hete akolaye. Mardo, that is like a shop. So, you know, a baker, when he has to take out bread or other things, pastries, so he puts a shop into the oven and the pastry is put on the shop. So, suppose there is a shamnune shalisea on the shop. Now, we are talking here where the baker is a goy. But Jews come there and they pay him and they bake. But it's in the rishus of the goy. So suppose on the shovel, and he uses the same shovel. The goy uses the same shovel, and sometimes he puts in certain shamunes shalisa in the bread or other pastry, the way we do it, the people do it today. I mean shortening. So if there is shamuni shalisa ala mardo shekir in palo, also litn lo heta kolaye. That is, but even though the loshni shamuni shalisa, it doesn't mean that there is a ben of shamunis. If there is a ben of shamunis, so then we have 2 days. We have 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. We already had it. So it's machlekes the Rashba and the Ran, and we paskin lahachmir. So we paskin that if there is some grease adhering to the Deif and Akli, then even after it stayed, even though that grease that adheres to the Deif and Akli has stayed more than 24 hours, it's not a tampon. The Ranshit is, it is, but we paskin lechumre. We paskin lechumre. So mele, it wouldn't make a difference whether it's a pasyim or in a pasyim. So when he says in Geishamuni Shalisa la Mardo, he doesn't mean grease, the end. He means there is Balua in the Mardo, grease of Isa. Also, Litnoleo Heta Kolaye. So the Mele, if, let's say, the Goy, he has all kinds of customers, and the baker sometimes bakes a pastry with the Shamuni Shalisa. So, and then a Jew comes in and he wants to bake there, in the same oven, a pastry of heter without shamnun shalisa. So, but and the goy doesn't have a separate shovel with which to take out the pastry, the bread. So, mele, the same day that the shamnun shalisa was used, so also litno leo heter kolaye miukish eino basyeimo. But if we know it's already 24 hours since the shamnuni shaliseh was used, is mutal ishtamish mishum di efsha b'yanach, mishum di efsha b'yanach. So why? Because since it's efsha b'yanach, so mele it's considered like David. Now lechatchile we are not allowed this in time with God to use a kele that has a bli of visa.
has a sufficient quantity of fluid in it to have an uninterrupted continuous flow, except for the fact that the fishes come in between and mafsik. But if there is enough of fluid to be capable of a continuous flow, so if we say that when the kiluach nifsak, not every din of declaration, only when the kiluach is nifsak on account of the miniature character of the fluid, but if there is a substantial quantity in the fluid, but it's nifsak because a dover gush is mafsik, let's say, suppose it is nifsak, you pour boiling water from a kettle, and then somebody throws a bowl, and that is mafsik the kiluach. So then it's not considered as kiluach shen nifsak, then it's not considered as kiluach hanifsak. So then the other fish should be, all the fish should become osea, because here is